All right, I guess we're live. So today is Tuesday, November 7th. The NASDAQ has been on a 9-day win streak, but yields are rising again. So how long will this win streak last, and how does this affect our positions? We also did take a few trades today, and if you want to see it, click on like. And before we go any further, this morning the software did an update, and our beautiful design, I mean, this is why we are here on this screen, but nevertheless, we are here for you, and we want to welcome you to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. In this show, we're going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And I'm Marcus Hardcutter. This there, super smart guy over there, is my head coach, Mark Hodge, and we are real traders who do trade live accounts, and therefore we got a lot of trading experience. We're showing you how we trade these crazy markets, even with only one layout here. Anyhow, trust me, we know our stuff. We're not afraid to tell you like it is. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the world of trading, you are in the right place. And I need to see how I can get this fixed, Mark. This is really a bummer.
I think it still looks decent, Mark. I think you're giving yourself too hard of a time there.
Yeah, but you see, I can bring... So that's kind of like, anyhow, so NASDAQ, 9-day win streak yesterday, but barely eking it out. And then today, looking at a 5-minute chart of the mini S&P, it almost looked like we would go nowhere going into the open.
It did. And things were a little bit quiet. NASDAQ futures, the E-mini NASDAQ was up just a tiny bit. It looked like we were just going to be flat, not doing much at all. But stocks continuing to rally. Looks like, at least for now, we have the potential to extend those gains and win streaks.
Yeah, look at a 5-minute chart of the S&P 500. I mean, we opened a little bit lower, but ever since it's up and away just a few minutes ago, we start pushing back a little bit. And it's basically on no news at all today.
I agree. There were some comments here and there. We know that this week there isn't a whole lot on the economic calendar. Next week gets a lot busier. But I did see that Chicago's Federal Reserve President, Goolsbee, said that a soft landing is still potentially on the table. Quote, because of some of the strangeness of this moment, there is a possibility of the golden path. That we got inflation down without a recession.
Yeah, so he has some positive comments. However, then we had Kashkari speaking yesterday, who basically said, yeah, I don't think that we are done raising rates just yet. We should raise rates a little bit more. So, I mean, we see on the calendar here, we have Kashkari speaking. We have Goldsby speaking, Barr, Waller. So we had a little bit of everybody speaking here, or have everybody speaking here this week, and this will be interesting. Let me just see. I think that we have a little bit of an echo. I want to see if we can get rid of this.
Okay. I did not hear it on my end, but of course I'm not listening to the YouTube video.
Yeah. I really don't know where it is coming from. Oh, here. I see it. I hope.
Figure it out.
I think we're good. Okay, much better right now. Yeah, so as you said, next week is the big week, because next week we are back with CPI and PPI, two more inflation gauges here that the Fed is taking a look at. And that's where we'll learn a little bit more. And until then, I don't know, Powell is speaking. We talked about it yesterday. Tomorrow and on Thursday. But I mean, do we really expect him to move the markets this time, Mark? What do you think?
Yeah, I think with the big, you know, 2-day policy meeting and wrapping things up with a press conference, that it would be odd for him to shed some new light on the Fed's plans. Yeah. Like, oops, I forgot to say that we're going to raise rates. Sorry.
Yeah, exactly. What I forgot in my notes, because I lost page number 8. And yeah. Here's what was on page number 8. Yeah, I agree. So probably not a whole lot there. However, there's always some volatility in the market. So, I mean, this week we talked about it this morning with our mastermind. I expect the markets to diddle along a little bit until we get more impulses next week. And until then, it seems that the markets do whatever they do best, and this is moving a little bit to the upside. However, I also believe that here, right at the 4,400 level, we might find some resistance.
I think that that's a good assessment because I do think traders really are trying to figure out if last week's rally has legs, right? Was this just kind of an overreaction to everything going on and some money coming in, or is this short term and are we going to see a bit of a pullback, but with a quiet week and then a big week next week when it comes to the calendar. I do think that we could drift there, but just not take off, like you said.
Yeah. All right. And while we're here, should we tell everybody about the new bet that we made this morning? While the stakes are still on the way to you, we received a notification that the stakes will be there on Thursday. So sorry about the delay. Wasn't me. It's a supplier, but they will be there. But
I
you ready to talk
appreciate
about the new
it.
bet?
Let's do it.
All right. So this morning. Or not this morning. I mean, I've been talking about this probably already in September, right? About my prediction
True.
for the end of the year. So,
True.
okay, full disclosure, a couple of months ago, I said, I believe that by the end of the year, we will be at 4,500 plus minus 30 points. So that is the bet right now, that on the last trading day of the year, which will be somewhere around December 31st. I think it's December 29th because the 31st is a Sunday. Not quite sure. So the bet is last trading day of the year, we will be at 4,500 plus minus 30 points. Now, Mark, earlier when I made this prediction in September, you said, oh, yeah, I'm with you. But right now you said, okay, I'm going to take the other side of the bet.
Absolutely. And here's the deal. I really like this 4,500 target. I think that it's great because I do think we're going to get a little bit of a drift going into the end of the year. And I don't think we're going to make new highs for the year and just, get this huge, huge rally. But if we look at the chart, the 4,500 level is within striking distance, but not taking out those July highs. That to me, I love your thinking, except I don't love your thinking when it comes to betting, because to me, this is a no-brainer. And we talked about it today. This type of bet for me is like selling options where I'm the option seller, because you have picked what I think is a good level, but it's so specific here. It's not a good bet for you, Marcus, because I can make or make money. I could win stakes. If the S&P goes nowhere, I could win stakes if the S&P rallies a little bit but doesn't get up to 4,500 or in that range that you said. I could win if I'm totally wrong and the market falls and we end up, making new lows. And I could win if the market just totally takes off and I'm wrong. So in so many scenarios, I could be wrong and I could still get a box of stakes. So I just had to take that bet as an options trader.
Yeah, so I mean, as an options trader, basically, what I'm putting on here is kind of an iron condor where I say, okay, I want to be right between 4470 and
Yep.
4530, right?
Yep. And
So,
a very narrow range there for you to be profitable, though.
yeah, this is why I'm not putting on the trade, but I'm doing it as a bet here. And this is where the red is where you win. Okay, so before we move on, let me know if you guys enjoy when we are doing our friendly bets here. And also leave in the comment what camp you're in. So do you think that Mark will be right? Or do you believe that this time I will finally win a bet? I think I won. Did I win a bet? No. I think
Yep.
this would be the third bet. I lost two so far.
Yep.
Well, anyhow, if you're enjoying this, give us a like really quick and then we can move on. So a couple of stocks that we should probably talk about. I mean, Berkshire Hathaway, Warren Buffett's company. I mean, yesterday, huge down day, even though He reported earnings, and I mean, they blew it out of the water. Look at this. I mean, 13% upside surprise. It's probably because he also said that he's sitting on a record level in cash.
Yeah, and I guess that record level of cash can be taken two ways. One, maybe he is concerned, or two, he's just waiting for the great opportunity to pick up some shares of a company. You know, I think that he's just waiting for that great opportunity. And so I don't think that that's too much of a concern. But you're right. It's interesting to see the stock drop 1.5% because earnings were good.
Yeah. And then on the other hand, we have Work. We Work. They actually officially now filed for bankruptcy.
We bankrupt.
Yeah. We bankrupt. Yeah, it says Workpoint Entertainment. I thought that the symbol was... Oh, it's just We. I thought it was Work. Okay. So there we go. We Work it is. So let's switch to a weekly chart. And this is where we see the tale of this company that at some point was worth, I don't know, billions of dollars, and now trading below a dollar today, down 25% almost.
Yeah, look at that chart, just nasty. I mean, the drop and the concern was a long time in the works, but finally filing for bankruptcy.
Yeah. All right, let's take a look at our positions. And we took a few new positions this morning. So you know the drill. If you would like us to give you the trades that we took this morning, click on like right now. So we are trading likes for trades. But first, let's look through our existing positions and let's see what's happening. And first up here is CSIQ, and CSIQ on the move again today, up almost 2%.
Yeah, earnings next week, and keeping an eye on this to potentially add to it. I like the 2021 level, but I've not made a decision to do a rescue yet.
Right, and this is where we want to see, will it consolidate between 21 and 24, or will it consolidate between 19 and 21? And as soon as we can identify this on the chart, we will plan our rescue mission.
Yes.
All right. NEE. NEE also this morning slightly up 0.5%, hopefully resuming here. It's March higher, looking good.
I love this recovery here, and even that little pullback over the last couple of days was such a sharp rally. That's just par for course. That's normal. So
yeah. And a stock doesn't go up in a straight line. It always goes up like this. So that's what we are seeing right now, right? So we had the first up leg, second, third up leg. So now let's move up to, I think the next level is probably around 64 before we consolidate again once we break through the 62 highs here.
And no complaints there. Just do that.
All right, PNC also, I mean, this is where we are looking for a possible rescue mission. Just wanted to know where it consolidates. And I mean, if we are dropping way big below here and we can fly a rescue mission in the 109, 110, 110 territory, I'm interested in doing this today, slightly down, but boy, what a run up over the last few days.
Yes, and we did see a dividend payment with PNC. So paying $1.55 ex dividend on October 16th. So we made almost $5 in dividends on this one.
Hey, I'm okay with that. All right, UPS, come on, little buddy, slightly down today. So UPS hasn't started really just yet. So we have a little bit of a bounce here. But we definitely need to take out these highs that have been established at around the 145 level. So once we can push above this, I do believe the next level will be around 152. And that's when it'll be a little bit more interesting to look at possibly selling calls against this position.
Yeah, waiting for that.
All right. So I don't know. I'm looking at the likes here. It doesn't seem that you guys want us to show you the new trades that we did. I mean, it's really up to you. This is the show for you. If you want us to give you the trades, click click on like and we'll be happy. And if you're not interested, don't click like and then we could just wrap up here. It's really up to you because we're doing this for you because we hope that this helps you to understand what's happening in the markets and also how we are trading it. So what do you think? What do you think, Mark?
We could share one.
Okay, let's share one. Which one? Yours or mine? This morning we took different trades. Mark took
let's share both because I think it's a good discussion on both.
All right,
it's up to you. I'll let you run the show.
Let's start with the one that you took, XOM.
Okay, so crude oil down today, and oil and gas companies were down. We were seeing a couple pop up on the scanner with PowerX Optimizer, and we've looked at a few. I think it was APA, maybe even DVN. But ExxonMobil was my favorite. ExxonMobil, super solid here, pays a good dividend, low PE ratio, profitability quarterly and annually looks great. And I love this range. You put a box around it, kind of in a 100 to 120 range all year long. And the 102 strike popped up, and I was able to sell those 102 puts and get 40% annualized.
Yeah, you sold them for 45 cents. Right now, still available for 40 cents, which gives you 35%. Yeah. So definitely a possibility if you're looking into an energy play here, oil and gas. I like it. Yep. I like it. And I was keeping an eye on WM, the iShares mirroring the Russell 2000. And this is where I saw that we also had a nice box here. Now, to be honest, this box, not as nice as, it's actually here. So it is as nice. It is between, 185 to 200 at the high level. However, this is where I saw this morning an opportunity to sell the 169 strike. And this might be, this is 165. There we go. The 169 strike. And that is okay for me because I'm okay if we are falling back down here towards 165, 164 even, while I'm assigned. So here I kind of like the idea of getting assigned. So I sold the 169. I got $85 per contract traded for it. So very happy with this one. Right now, the 170 is available for 61 cents because IWM has made a move and has reversed here a little bit from the earlier levels, as we can see here. So, but I like this, even though it is a little bit more of an aggressive trade.
Honestly, I liked my Exxon trade just a little better because of support, and I like IWM looking for a lower strike for me personally, but hard to argue this one. It ended up, well, at least for now, ended up being the better trade because you had a real nice reversal. You might get an 80% exit tomorrow where there's still a lot of premium in the ExxonMobil puts.
Yeah. So we will see. Again, that's a little bit more aggressive, and that's a beautiful thing, right? With PowerX Optimizer, you do get multiple trades. We also looked at FCX this morning, and FCX was another possible candidate here. We looked at it also, I think, at a 33 strike. So that's basic materials, copper. But we decided to go, you decided to go for XOM. I decided to go with IWM. But this year, definitely also another good one to look at.
I agree. So a couple popping up today, especially near the open. And we took advantage of that.
Yeah. So let's see how this goes. We will be back tomorrow showing you how these trades are panning out. Right now, we are full again. So we have five positions at the maximum of positions that we want to hold. If you find this helpful, do us a favor, click on like and maybe share the video with anybody who might find this helpful. There's the share button right below it. If this is your first time here, click on subscribe. Hit the little notification bell. This way, get notified whenever we go live. And I will see if I can fix our layout. Otherwise, we'll be back like this tomorrow. What do you think? Leave a comment. What layout do you like better? Do you like it when we switch back and forth, or is that an okay layout? Anyhow, we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.